Now B7, delegations that are opposed to the retention of B7, please raise your flag and so indicate. Japan and India. We'll therefore maintain B7, sorry, Germany. It is clear that the trend of selection by members would be to retain B7, but we need to consult with the delegations involved as to whether there can be flexibility. So I would make a notation. The Secretariat is noting the delegations with which further consultations will be necessary if we're to follow the trend. And at a certain point, we have to determine the Philippines has joined in objecting to the inclusion of B7. B8, sorry, Switzerland has joined a late starter on this one. Okay, B8, delegations that support the inclusion of B8. Hold on, am I using flags down for support? Okay, forget all the other metrics. Now, if you support the inclusion of B8 as a global indicator, please raise your flag. There is no support, B8 is deleted. Okay, we move to C. We shall need to consider further B6 and B3. There are no alts in either B6 or B3. So we have a clear-cut set of issues to consult further on. C. Now, my hope is that we will have, that what we just did is fungible. That what we have looked at in terms of the treatment of B, and let us be clear, spending time on B is responsive to a point a number of delegations have made, that the human dimension must be given due attention in our indicators, because Sendai called for a human impact prioritization in our work. So I want to explain that in spending time on B, it is the indicator that looks at how disasters affect the livelihoods and well-being of the human person. So I think that we are now moving to the other side, which is economic impact. Now, for those who remember the negotiating history, economic loss was a difficult target to set. However, as difficult as the debate about including it was, the fact is that we have agreed it, which means that we can't have a target that we do not measure. And I'm going to sort of just ask Andrew to recap in a paragraph the approach to C, because I note that in our discussion of B, many delegations recalled the rationale offered for the recommendations that were made in taking the positions they did. So it may be good for us, since we are 2 days out from Monday's explanation, to just have a brief recap by Andrew on C, because C is one that I know as a layperson requires a certain degree of technical calisthenics for me to appreciate, and I suspect for those of us who are not statisticians, it is also the same. Andrew.